And today's labor report gives us a national overview, but some regions are doing better than others. We have two reports now on places with very different employment outlooks. First, we hear from Kelly Weiss in Sacramento, where the labor market remains very tough.
At this Sacramento Career Center, people are skeptical that the job market is improving. Luis Tejas lost his banking job about 6 months ago.
California, I mean, anywhere you go right now, it's terrible. I get phone calls back, get interviews, but nothing sticks.
Next to Tejas is 39-year-old Andrew Speckard. He says he worked as an electrical engineer for 12 years and has a master's degree. He's been looking for a job for a year.
It's hard to keep going in some respects, not getting the response that I had anticipated with the level of experience I have and the degree I have, so it's certainly discouraging for me.
Sacramento has seen some of the worst of the downturn. That's according to Jeff Michael, the director of the Business Forecasting Center at the University of the Pacific. And he says it's happening around the state, too.
It's surprising that, you know, to think that in places like Silicon Valley and Los Angeles, you know, we would have double-digit unemployment rates, but that's exactly where we're at right now.
In March, California's unemployment rate peaked at 12.6%, a couple points above the national average. And Michael says some of the state's biggest industries are still hurting.
The housing and foreclosure crisis has really hit California harder than the rest of the country. And it's really put our construction industry, you know, flat on its back in a true depression.
Not too far from Michael's home is evidence of this bad economy. Four lease signs continue to dot a suburban shopping center.
Yeah, it is a windy day. Okay, come on in here. This is one of two spaces. We have this one and the one next door.
Joanne Shapiro shows me around one of the vacant spaces. She's the co-owner of Associates West Commercial Real Estate. Instead of working on new developments these days, she has a lot of empty properties.
For about the next 3 years, don't expect to see a lot of new development. And the reason being is we have more than enough, and we're not absorbing it. It's taking much longer to lease. So this inventory is going to be around. So it's a big correction.
And Jeff Michael with the Business Forecasting Center agrees. He says since the recession hit California earlier and harder, we're in for a long and slow recovery. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.